Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Confirmation coming yesterday that the remains found in Florida in the search for Brian Laundry were that of Brian Laundry. Jim Ryan is joining us now with more. Jim, I think many people expected to hear this news. What went into making this identification?
Yeah, it was dental records that proved it, Brian. And I think people, you're right, would have been surprised had these not been the remains of Brian Laundry, but they are. That may close the book on this case, maybe not. Was other evidence found out there at the same time, out there in that swampy area where he apparently had gone hiking last month? We don't know whether a weapon was found there, whether he might have taken his own life or something else might have happened to Brian Laundry. But there was a notebook there as well. It's being dried out and processed by the FBI. As you know, it had flooded out there. It's been rainy. It was exposed to the elements, as were the remains, but dental records have proven that these remains did belong to Brian Laundry. The investigation is still going on.
You have to wonder now, will we ever know or ever have a conclusion to Gabby Petito's murder?
Well, it may depend upon what's in that notebook. And you're right, there will never be a trial related to this, undoubtedly. Brian Laundry was the only person of interest in the death and disappearance of Gabby Petito. So there won't be a trial or evidence presented there, but what we may learn may come from that notebook or from the parents of Brian Laundry. Some people still think, Susan, that they may hold the key to this whole thing.
Yeah. How cooperative have they been? What do we know about their involvement in the investigation right now?
Well, we know that they were taking part in the search that actually turned up this evidence, turned up the backpack, the notebook, and eventually the human remains. So in that way, they have been helpful. They've been doing all their talking through an attorney, even to the FBI. So I think they've been cooperative in at least a limited way. Now, the family of Gabby Petito has made no comment yet about the discovery of Brian Laundry's remains down in Florida.
Did the attorney for the Laundries, did they have anything to say, you know, besides reacting to this confirmation?
Just that they've been informed that the remains are those of Brian Laundry and that they're distraught over that revelation, that coming from the attorney for the parents of Brian Laundry. But that's about the only comment that they've had so far.
Okay. So a lot still to kind of look at in this case, but you have to feel for the parents of Gabby Petito to, you know, not be able to get some of the answers that they were certainly looking for that likely only Brian Laundry could answer.
Yeah, I think they're as curious as anybody and probably more curious than anybody to see what's in that notebook. Did he write some kind of confession or an explanation or an apology? Well, what was it that it was contained in that notebook, and how long had he been keeping this journal? Let's hope that the FBI can glean something from that from the papers in that book.
Jim, thank you for the update. All right. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.